Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of July, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m., and that's British summertime. Well, my goodness, there's been plenty of excitement in the markets since I last did an audio last Wednesday before heading to Edinburgh for a private institutional seminar. Now, we've certainly seen some gyrations in a number of markets, not least some of these stock markets, but with plenty of people trying to talk Wall Street lower, that appears to have been unsuccessful beyond a couple of days. And we actually saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly touch a new all-time high in here today. But let me run through the world markets for you. I'll do them in reverse order, having mentioned Wall Street. Dow closed up 0.66 of a percent, the S&P up almost half a percent, the NASDAQ composite up a little bit more than that. Canada, Mexico also firmer, Mexico quite strong, up 1.12, and Brazil another good big upside day here, 1.75%, and that led to a new recovery high, albeit a recovery from its very, very low levels that we had seen back a couple of months ago. Now, European stock markets, which have been certainly one of the weakest sectors over the last, for over a month in here, but better performance today, led by the DAX, up 1.21%. That's not quite correct. I see that the Sweden's OMX is slightly better, up 1.48%. But a good bounce in here today, including FTSE, which is up 0.84 of a percent in here. So a generally bullish environment here for stock markets today. That also is the case in Asia, where Japan is steady, up 0.88 of a percent for the Nikkei 225. China sector did reasonably well, almost 1% for the Shanghai Composite Index, and that's extended its rather modest recovery off those lows in the 2000 region for that index, currently at 2066. And the pattern suggests that this should range sideways to higher. Markets were mostly firmer in the Asia Pacific region. Exceptions were India down just a tiny fraction here, but that's fallen, I think, for 5 days since it had that downside key day reversal, and the Sensex index is testing that 25,000 level once again. And we've seen some overall loss of momentum. It's up, still up a big fat 21.65% on the, that's the U.S. dollar, in U.S. dollar terms, just to put that and give a single currency perspective. Indonesia also down just under a quarter of a point today. There is this somewhat contentious election result, though Mr. Widodo, who almost certainly has a slim majority, is talking about more people joining a coalition, and that's still up 22.6% so far this year. So they've been strong performers, as you can obviously see. Now, overall, again, China's cheap. Again, people are worried about some of the unknown problems or generally out of the public domain problems that the current government's trying to cure, but prices are low relative to other markets around the world, and I think it's remains an interesting recovery candidate. Asian currencies, although they weakened late last week, generally they've been firmer over the last month, so there don't seem to be any problems, real problems there. And I like the region overall. For one thing, it's less under the shadow of some of the economic problems that we see certainly in Europe, and also concerns over what's going to happen in the US market, where valuations are a little bit to the higher side of average. Okay, what about long-dated government bond markets? Well, it's been a little bit quiet there, but that US 10-year is at 2.2 point, I think it's 5.4 in here today. So certainly no upside pressure there yet. Although it's been volatile, remember it touched nearly 2.7 last week before Wall Street went into that sharp two-day decline. Now, more drama in the commodity markets. One of them that Owen mentioned on Friday in his comment of the day was that live cattle market, which is way overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. It's had a huge move to the upside on scarce supplies. But that had a weekly key reversal, and that looks like a region of at least a medium-term top, and possibly longer, given the extent of the whole overall move. On the opposite side of the scale, the grain and bean contracts, U.S. grain and bean contracts, that's wheat, corn, and soybeans, they steadied a little bit today, and they have just had a huge sell-off over the last couple of months, and look as overextended to the downside as live cattle are overbought to the upside. And as I said a moment ago, just slightly firmer in here today. So I think there's scope here for long liquidation in the live cattle, and I think there's scope for at least a short covering rally in the US grains and beans. Now, elsewhere, industrial metals are ranging sideways to higher here, and that's consistent with their late in the cycle move to the upside, but most of them are still within overall base formations. But for the majority of the industrial metals, that the actual lows within those apparent bases are edging higher. Now, precious metals, which had been overbought and but very, very steady through last week, got walloped in here today, and silver's down 50 cents nearly, and that's back to $20.97 as I speak, and that was the high in Asia earlier today was 21.53, so a big downward dynamic there. Palladium, which is the least volatile and has been the strongest overall for a very long time, well, certainly over a year, palladium down a little bit, $4 to 871 and change. Gold fell sharply. Gold bullion, again, which had in Asia had been up to $1,339 and change. It's currently at 1307, And that's the London Bullion Contract, still trading. And that is down over $31 here today. So sharp reactions. I forgot to mention platinum, which again in Asia was up at $1,516, but pulled back $17 here. It's currently down at $1,496 and change. So again, sharp downward dynamics, particularly for the silver and the gold. Now that suggests that we've seen the high for at least the short term in here, but a lot will depend on what kind of follow-through we get to the downside. I mean, my guess is that this selling that we've seen in here today represents, in addition to all the usual noise, that we get in these commodity markets, that probably some weak holder long hedges. In other words, people who were worried that Wall Street might get a bigger reaction and put on long hedges in the precious metals, they may have stepped out of those here in the short term. My overall view is that these are in gradually sideways to higher ranging recovery phases, but it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. No extension to the downside by the close tomorrow would be good news after those downward dynamics that we've seen in here today. Conversely, a follow through to the downside would suggest that we see a move back into some of the prior support levels. Now, I think those are pretty well, that's pretty much the global picture here today. So I won't rattle on except to say that it's good to be back and all the very best to all of you and happy Bastille Day to the French. On that note, all the very best.